Proclamation number 6033, dated the August 25th, 1954. The path of love and faith. Acknowledging God. You have to take the path of faith and love if you want to attain me and eternal bliss. You should simply believe that you are created by a power which loves you and which therefore wants to see you in a state of perfection. Because only something perfect can be united with it and thus also happy. But it wants you to be happy because it loves you. You should believe in me who created you out of my love. Even the assumption of that which you are as yet unable to believe will cause you to surrender to this power and you will learn to believe ever more convincingly, because this acknowledgement is already an expression of your original nature, since you emerged from me in perfection and remain perfect for as long as you acknowledged me as your God and Creator of eternity. Nevertheless, you voluntarily forfeited your perfection when you turned away from me and towards the one who indeed participated in your creation through his will, but who first received the strength for creating from me. You acknowledged someone else and denied me. And only when you entirely voluntarily recognize and acknowledge me again as your God and Father of eternity will you have entered the state of perfection again which enables you to stay close to me. Hence first I require faith in me. But you can only gain the right faith if a light is kindled in you which provides you with clear realization. For you must be able to confidently represent that which you should believe as truth and thus it must be very clearly recognized by you. Consequently, something that so far had been concealed from you must become brightly illuminated by light, and this light is the spark of love which needs to be kindled in you and which can easily be kindled if you turn towards me so that my ray of light can touch your heart and ignite, that is, that you then will only ever implement what a voice in you cautions you to do, that you will do what you would want to be done to you. Each one of you humans is able to place himself into the position of a fellow human being suffering hardship, and he will know what then will seem desirable to him. And thus he should act accordingly to his neighbor. This feeling of experiencing relief when he is helped will be present in every person. Thus he also inherently knows that he should do the same. And anyone who gives in to this inner urging opens his heart and can be struck by my ray of love and the light which thus illuminates him gives him clearest realization. Then his faith will come alive through love. Whereas prior to this it was a purely intellectual belief, which certainly affirmed my existence as God and Creator but which did not show him the path to me as his eternal Father. This realization is solely caused by love in the human heart, and therefore I say that you must take the path of faith and love, that faith without love cannot be called a right faith as yet, that only love will bring it to life and that there cannot be any realization without love. Because the intellect alone would never be able to fathom the correlations which, however, are easily grasped by the love in a person's heart. Also, faith without love can be easily given up again, whereas faith having come alive though love will never ever be relinquished, because the knowledge has now become a conviction, and therefore the human being is first expected to believe. So that the person can put his feelings in order regarding this power which created him. And my illumination of love depends on how strong his desire to enter into contact with the Creator is, yet the human being must approach me in absolute freedom of will, he shall take the path of love and faith in absolute freedom of will, but then it will irrevocably lead to me and to eternal beatitude. Amen.